Hello everyone, Sean Thomas here, School Promotions Manager. I'm sitting in the office of Mrs. Leslie Warren, Senior School Assistant Principal. So Leslie, you've got a few items relating to the senior school that you'd like to share with our families, starting with some events happening this week.
Look, I just wanted to start by saying thank you for the opportunity to be part of the podcast team. And there definitely has been a lot going on in senior school so far this term. For example, today our Year 11s have been involved in the RAP presentation, and a number of our Year 12s are heading out for their first outdoor ed camp, and in the next couple of days some students will be involved in a state theatre company performance.
Now, the issue of respect is always one that we share with our students. You've got a take on that as it relates to lunch passes.
Absolutely. So continuing on with the whole school focus of respect, we've actually decided to refresh our lunch pass policy. We're keen to ensure that our students, or that our policy, sorry, shows students respect and allows them to be treated as young adults. Year 11s and Year 12 students are able to apply for an ongoing lunch pass now. And once the form is returned, with, of course, parental consent and approved by myself, students are able to sign out for lunch every day. Students who have been approved will have this indicated on their student ID card with a coloured dot sticker. Students are still, of course, required to sign back in before the end of lunch and are not permitted to bring back food on site. We have been really impressed with the respect that our students have shown around the new process.
And another topic that relates specifically to our senior students this year is supervised study. How's that working?
So we've built upon the changes from last year, and our Year 11s and Year 12s have supervised study. And as part of this, all of our students will have regular case management sessions with a designated teacher. The idea of this is actually to ensure our students are able to set and achieve their learning goals and are able to make the most of their learning. Another benefit of having supervised study is that our students will be able to really focus on their specific subjects and give them the time required to have ultimate success.
And a lot of these sort of detail is communicated to our students in year level assemblies?
Yeah, so every fortnight we have either a year 11 or year 12 assembly, and we use this opportunity to communicate with our students specific information that affects them. We found this to be a really useful way of communicating and connecting with our students.
And communication with families will occur in the coming weeks through another round of traffic lights?
Yeah, we use traffic lights a lot here at Port Lincoln High School, and we found that it's a really useful way to track students' progress. All senior students will have already received their first lot of traffic lights, and teachers use this to measure, as I said, progress and engagement in subjects. Another set of traffic lights will be available a little later in the term, and I encourage families to please log into Sector Engage for more information.
And then finally, just some detail about some upcoming events.
Yeah, adding on to the traffic light concept, there's actually another opportunity to hear about how students are going, and this will be done through the upcoming parent-teacher interviews. These will be on the 8th and 9th of April, and we encourage families to keep an eye out for more information.
Now, Todd normally finishes one of his podcasts with a fairly terrible joke. Have you got something that can top his poor efforts?
Yes, I'm super keen to continue on with the Port Lincoln High School podcast tradition, and I'd like to end with a joke. Want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind, it's terrible.